grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of Scripture before us today is found in the letter written to the Hebrew Christians, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Heavenly Father, these are your words, and therefore they are the truth. We pray, Lord, that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Please be seated. Dear redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, I understand. I've been there. I know what you're going through. It's phrases like this that we use at times of hardship, of times of trouble, maybe even in times of despair. I understand, says the mother to her daughter who, after 5 years, just lost the love of her life. I've been there, says the father to his son who just got rejected from his first choice of college. I understand what you're going through, says God to his people. I'm sorry, what? I understand what you're going through, says God to me? The Almighty, the Eternal, Omniscient, Omnipresent, Holy and Perfect God would say that he understands me? It's funny, I've read the Bible cover to cover many times, and I don't remember when God was rejected by the love of his life. I've read the Bible cover to cover, and I don't remember God getting rejected to his choice of school. And God would say that he understands me? Well, yeah. That's what God is telling us. So many times in our lives, we get wrapped up in a very me-centered view of things. I have papers I have to get written. I have to study for my tests before I leave. I have to get good grades. I have papers that I have to correct. I have faculty and students who want my time. I have to make sure that my family is taken care of. And these are the things that preoccupy our time so often. And yet many times they cause us to forget about our God. In fact, how many of you, while you were coming to chapel today, were aware that in 1 week's time, your Savior is going to die for you? How many of you on your way over to chapel were thinking, in 1 week, I'm going to recognize that my Savior died for me? How many of you, while you were sitting here in chapel waiting for it to begin, thought about next week and what it all entails for each and every one of us? You see, it's pretty easy to get caught up in our daily life, isn't it? And sometimes we let the more important things drift away, like our Savior, the salvation that he won for us, and everything that he continues to do for us. Friends, this week in chapel, we've been reflecting on Jesus' high priestly office. We have heard about Jesus as our high priest, and when we think about this office of Christ, we particularly think about the one-time sacrifice that he made for all mankind. And we think about Jesus Christ, standing before the very throne of God, pleading for us, telling the Father, don't look at their sins. Father, look at my life instead. Father, I know the struggles that they go through. I was there. Father, look at me. Father, for my sake, for the sake of my perfect life and innocent death, please, Father, forgive them. Friends, this is what Christ is doing for us constantly before the throne of the Almighty God. This is what He is doing for us constantly because of the many falls, the many sins that we have in our life. He is pleading our case. He is begging the Father to turn His wrath from us. And remember the cross. Remember what Jesus suffered on the cross for each and every one of us. And it is because of that perfect life in which Jesus was tempted in every way that we are. And yet He was without sin. And it is in that holy and innocent death that we have forgiveness of our sin. This forgiveness that He gives us when we partake of His body and His blood. This forgiveness that we have when we are baptized into God's holy name. This forgiveness that He showers upon us when we read and when we hear His word. Jesus knows the difficulties that we face in this life. He suffered through them. And He suffered through so much more for you, for me. And now He pleads for us. He pleads for the forgiveness of our sin. He pleads for our forgiveness when we fall. And not only does He plead for us, but He strengthens us while we continue to walk here on this earth. He gives us the strength that we need to bear up under the burdens and hardships in this life. And He does this through His means of grace. He's doing this right now for each and every one of you as you hear His word. And He would also have us come to the Father's throne. We come to the Father's throne in prayer, boldly asking God for forgiveness of our sins, boldly asking God for the strength that we need in this life, boldly asking God for a stronger faith, a faith that relies completely on Jesus Christ for everything. I spent about 5 years of my life working in an insurance call center. One thing that they taught us to never say on the phone was, I know what you're going through. Because you don't. You have no clue what that other person is going through on the other end of that line. And yet, when we read our text, when we believe God's word, friends, we know that Jesus does understand. He understands all too well the pain and agony that we are going through. Jesus understands because He's been there. He lived with temptation, and He conquered them. He lived with enemies surrounding Him, and He conquered them. He lived in a world that despised Him, and He conquered it. He died, and He conquered that also. Jesus Christ is our Savior from all of our sin. Jesus Christ is our high priest pleading for us. Jesus Christ is our God who understands our pain and our temptations. Thank God that we have someone who is always there for us, who understands us, and who loves and strengthens us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Almighty and merciful God, we have again come together in your presence and received both forgiveness for our many sins and the assurance of your love in Jesus Christ. We thank you for this undeserved grace and ask you to keep us in faith until we inherit eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you.